We are joined here in the media center with the Top Fuel number one qualifier, Doug Coletta. His second pass on Friday of 3.723 at 329.50 held strong to secure his second number one qualifier of the season and 49th of his career. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
You were in a number one qualifier here last season. You were runner up at this event last year as well. Talk about the success you're starting to find here at Charlotte.
Yeah, last year was a close opportunity to win one. I'm still, this is one track I've yet to win at, so there's fortunately just a few of those. So, yeah, I'd love to get a win here. You can check that off the list. And but yeah, this is definitely probably the nicest facility, hands down, really. That, I mean, Bruton's got a lot of nice tracks, but this one here, really strong, really nice, you know, and it seems to pack them in pretty good with the crowd, and just, you know, obviously a little hot out here today, so I'm sure it's pretty hot from the stands, but yeah, the diehard fans for sure.
Speaking of the heat in today's conditions, talk about what your team did to sort of prepare for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably have the conditions a lot like today, so yeah, that last run we I think the clutch got away from us a little bit, but yeah, we're I think we've got a good setup for tomorrow. Yeah, real hopeful. I think it's going to be warm, and yeah, real proud of Jim Oberhofer and my whole team there. I tell you, I've got, you know, everybody up here probably says they got the greatest guys, and you know, and that's certainly I'm very fortunate to have the guys I've got, and yeah, we're just looking forward to tomorrow, and it should be fun.
Questions from the media.
Doug, have you seen any kind of advantage, right lane and left lane, in the last two rounds qualifying to make to help you put them off?
Yeah, nothing. You know, I know in the heat, you know, right about now the sun maybe shines on that left tree a little more, but no, I mean, there's really nothing much to complain about here, to be honest with you. Lanes are even. It should be a good race, and there's nothing worse than having a lopsided track, and that's not what we're seeing here so far this weekend.
All righty, Doug.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.